stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Boom. That's what September did to me. It was like a bomb. Today is September the 29th, and I believe, let me check while I've got you on the mic, that there's only 30 days in this sucker. And yes, I believe right. On the 1st of October, I am starting it off, hitting it off with a yoga class at Soul Yoga at 7 p.m. I want you there. Whether we wear masks or don't wear masks, you know what? Let's flow anyway. Let's keep going anyway. All of this COVID shit. Now, I remember when this started, I didn't even want to podcast about it, but it's a sad reality. I mean, it is what it is. And I'm realizing just how much socialization issues are arising now. Everywhere you go, you see the fear in people's eyes, and they don't know how to act, and they don't know what to do, and do I wear this, and do I wear that? It's confusing information from our state, from our governor, from our definitely our president. It's been, you know, tough. It's been tough. So, yeah, I will be there on Thursday, Soul Yoga Wynwood at 7 p.m. I want you there. Yes, you have to wear your mask. It's an infrared room. It's not the most comfortable, but I am going to tell you, mind over mask. Just like mind over matter. A lot of people don't agree when I say mind over matter, but it's gotten me through life, through everything, mind over matter. So I hope to see you guys on the mat. Yoga is life. Feel good with me. Feel good at Soul Yoga. So I'll see you guys then. September Hiroshima bomb, okay? I went away for half of the month of September. I landed in Portland, Oregon. And I didn't realize what I was walking into until I walked into it. From the moment the plane landed, I could smell smoke, like fire smoke. And if you've never experienced being in a fire, I have. It's an intoxicating feeling. It's a feeling that you cannot deny. It becomes mental and emotional anguish immediately when you cannot breathe. And that's what happened when I arrived at Portland, Oregon. Had so many high hopes to meet Oregon and navigate, explore, wanderlust. And we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. So we left Portland, Oregon, and surprisingly ended up in one of my favorite places, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, for me, has always been a Disney World for adults. I've been there many times, and every time I learn, I see something new, something bigger, something cooler. And of course, I love to gamble. And it was an amazing time, and I'm so grateful for those 2 weeks. Of course, I did bet on the Miami Heat. Oh my God. What about that hero of mine? Guys, Tyler Hero is everything. So is Jimmy Buckets. So is Dragic. So is yada yada. Bam Adebayo is my new boyfriend. I absolutely love him. We have such a great team. It's not just one player. I remember the Heat when it was LeBron and Dwayne, when it was Alonzo. Now, they're all ballers, all of them. We do have a chance. And, you know, I've had encounters with LeBron James back when he was here in the Miami Heat. And honestly, I don't think a one-man show can beat a team. I really don't. So I will see you guys at the finish line when the Miami Heat win. I have a bet going that the Miami Heat will win in 7 games. So I'm saying this now on the podcast because I'm not afraid to commit. And commitment is everything. Commitment is sexy, man. And so this is my vision for the Miami Heat. They're going to win it in 7 games. And don't refute that unless you want the Rev to get mad. So let me tell you a couple of things. Vogue Miami is coming out with a great article about me. And I'm so grateful to them. This is the second time that I've done it with them. And this one's great. This one is a really great article. It ends off, first of all, I speak about my divorce, and I've never done that in writing. But I think it's important. I wanted to share this information with you. You guys don't want to miss it. It's Voyage Miami. Voyage Miami. And it's, when it comes out, I'll put it up on media. You don't want to miss this article. Speaking of articles, I had a young girl call me from FSU, and she was writing an article about female entrepreneurs. And I was fortunate enough to be chosen for this, a project of hers. And I had so much fun with this young lady. I love to meet girls that want more than just being employees, that want to create their own mark, their own fabric in this world. It really ignites me. It's a difficult world. And girls, unfortunately, still are considered less than, although they shouldn't be. And it inspired me to spend a lot of time with her. I hope she sends me the project once it's done, because I felt like I was dealing with my son, watching her get excited and her become enthused. She was actually doing that for me. She doesn't know that, but she did do that for me. And hopefully I can share that. Just so, the reason I'm mentioning this is so you look around you and see how you can help a younger person around you and help make the world a better place. We need it now more than ever. How about November elections? Not talking about politics. Why? Because I never do and I never will. But what I am going to say is vote, vote, vote. Every vote matters. Every vote counts. And if you want to see your world come to fruition, then vote. That's a surefire way of doing it. The last thing I wanted to do is, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and you're not going to believe, the coolest cat called me about Hispanic heritage, and we did a collaboration for Hispanic Heritage Month, and I can't wait to share that with you guys. It has to do with the Florida Panthers, and I am so excited about that. I'm excited for the sports. In Las Vegas, I bet on a lot of sports. I did win a couple of times, and the sports really does bring people together, and right now we need that more than ever. We need to unify. That's what yoga is union. I believe in it wholeheartedly. We have to start unifying. This fighting thing, it's for the birds. It really, really is for the birds, and it gets tired. How was your September? Let me know. I want to know. I got tested for COVID 3 more times this month. I believe I'll probably be tested for the rest of my life, because I'm just a hypo. I can't rest thinking that I'm sick. Not because of what I do or anything. It's just peace of mind. Anything that alters your peace of mind, get rid of it. If you need to find testing sites, I've got great people that I'm working with and happy to help you. Las Vegas went like this. Like I said, we landed in Oregon. Horrible tragedy would happen to some of the families there. Some of the businesses, you couldn't see a foot in front of you. Really, I tried to take a walk. I was panting like in the 20th mile of a marathon. It was very hard to breathe. It was alarming. It was alarming. So I never did get to Wanderlust, but I'll go back. I'm sure I'll be back. Las Vegas went like this. We learned how to drive big rigs. Dig this. What a great company in Las Vegas. It was so much fun. I never knew this existed, where you can get on a big rig and excavate and build and just play. It was so empowering, so fun. And it was meditation, believe it or not. I stopped thinking about everything and just focused on what I was doing. I love that. I absolutely love that. I think people that can focus in that way, doing anything, those are the ballers. Those are the ballers. I mean, part of the reason that I got through COVID is, yeah, I have a lot of people around me that are power players, but I just kept my head down and I kept on working. And man, were there deterrents, were there little devils saying, hey, pay attention to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put my head down and focus. I have a kid that I have to keep happy. And there's a lot of bullshit out there. But now with COVID, it's even worse. So the focus that I felt driving that big rig, It was liberating. It was hot as balls in Las Vegas, like 149 degrees on one day. I read two wonderful books. Untamed, highly recommend that book. And another little book that I'm going to keep to myself. But if you call me, I promise I'll give you the name. And I was able to join Mimi over there from Las Vegas live on her platform. Got to talk to all over the world, really. And it was a lot of fun. Las Vegas is not the Las Vegas I remember because of COVID. But I went to so many new places, guys. I mean, I went to the top of Mandalay Bay. I guess it was in the Four Seasons. And I'm going to tell you, it was the coolest place. There was a Ganesha on the wall. I got to dance. I hadn't danced since 2019. Yep, since 2019, I hadn't danced. It was romantic. Of course, it was romantic. I'm sure you guys saw. And it was bliss. It was bliss. There were a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. I did continue working out every single day over there. Today, Grant asked me if I had done that. And I'm glad I did because he kicked my ass today. First class in Miami, Florida. And he did not take pity on this woman at all. And I'm glad that I continued the workout. Obviously, it was different. It was very bougie, very nice and all that. But I don't like machines. I like to free work and unconventional full body workout. So it was different, but the consistency is there. And you guys know consistency for me is very, very sexy. I obviously did not plan on spending half of the month in Las Vegas, but I'm very grateful that I did. I went to Paris and had the most romantic meal with the most romantic man who is very, very tall. And I had so much fun. I will be at the playoffs here in Florida. I can't wait. I can't wait. We need it. Miami needs it. I mean, we got such a bad rap because of the COVID thing, and I hope to God going into phase three doesn't uptick us again. I'm excited for the Miami Heat. I think we're going to win. We finally have a Dolphins team. It's Tua time, and I'm excited about that too. I'm excited because I do see 2021 as something to look forward to. The vision board that I made December 31st with my girlfriend, Tony Holtz, 2019, I pretty much covered the entire thing. Despite COVID, I'm very goal-oriented, and everything on that board was completed, thank goodness. Halloween looks like a dead end. I might dress up just for myself, but definitely not going to the Soho House, which is usually what I practice, because I'm just not feeling comfortable. I don't know about the anxiety you guys are feeling about socializing. I know a lot of people haven't left their houses yet. It's a tough time. It really is a tough time. I like to only go out for food, to work, and to work out. Those are my outings. And I limit it to that. I think common sense is important. And that's it. Best of luck to us. That's all I can say. This is my last podcast in the month of September. My first podcast will be on the first week of October. And I will be with my guests, Beauty by Nouveau You. We will be talking about some exciting stuff. These people, I just left Handel Med Spa in the beautiful Boca Raton, which is right near Delray Beach. And I experienced two new machines. And one of them was a Morpheus 8, which is the resurface and renewal of your skin. So that was cool. And then Evolve Tight. So get this. I don't know how I feel about this because I work very hard to keep my little six pack. They can take my six pack to an eight pack in one sitting. And it doesn't even hurt. It's like a massage. I mean, these machines, it's incredible. Radio frequency is the way to go. And obviously drinking a lot of water. So when you, the radio frequency with the water, they're friends. It works magic. I'm very excited to see the results of this. I did not do the six pack to the eight pack. I worked on, believe this, flanks, saddlebags. I mean, when people start talking those nasty words about my body, I feel like vomiting, but we all have it. We all have a piece on our body that we don't like, that we're not secure about, that we're not confident about. And I'm not shy about it. I can work out for the rest of my life every day, 4 hours a day. It's not going to change. Some of these things I was born with. Some of these things I inherited through life. But what I'm saying is that there's now options to get rid of these things you're not happy about that are non-invasive. Beauty by Nouveau You does that. I took my Yes You Can stuff. Literally, I ziplocked it by day. All the duration of being in Las Vegas, I obviously am very loyal to Yes You Can. Reason being, not just because it improves my financial health, but I'll tell you why. Yes You Can works. It works. And the reason I have that six pack is not because I don't love to eat, because God knows I love food and not always healthy food. Yes You Can helps me find balance and it helps me fight cellulite. And if you say you like cellulite, I got to shake your hand, man. Nobody likes cellulite. Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure that I know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving, and the holidays I'm not too certain about yet. It's going to be a new holiday season. I don't know what to say about it. Definitely New Year's is going to be very different. I will probably be doing another vision board. I just need to do it and see what happens. So I want to wish you maybe one more day of wonderful in the month of September. And tell you, if you want to help your physical and financial health, Yes You Can is the way to go. Call me. I'm going to include the commercial with my direct line about these foods and these supplements and the way you can start your own business if you feel like it. And also help you find your own beauty and become a new and better you. The reason I say that is because throughout COVID, most people let their hair grow, let their nails grow, stop taking care, even gain weight. Find your beauty. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. And if you need to ask me anything about these things, please DM me. I'm always, you know, vetting for real DMs. And I don't know what to tell you about gyms yet. There's so much conflictive information in the state of Florida. What I do know is that I am teaching October the 1st, 7 p.m. at Soul Yoga Wynwood. And yes, you need to wear a mask. And yes, you can. My commercials have been revamped. My intro and outro have been revamped. The whole podcast is being upgraded because that's what we do when there's COVID. We evolve and we get better and we don't listen to little devils. And we say, you know what we do? We flick them off our shoulders and we say, go to wherever it suits you, but stay away from me. We keep our focus. So the new podcast, I'd like to thank Spanish on the Radio, formerly one of the best voices on 104.3 The Shark. I don't listen to that station anymore. They really killed it. He assisted me in all things audio, and I like to go to the best. I mean, mediocre is not for me. Half-ass is not for me. If you're going to do it wholeheartedly or get the fuck out. Spanish, thank you so much for helping me with all of my equipment. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other. Want to discover a new you with Nouveau You? They're located in the heart of Bell Harbor. Their phone number is 786-369-0941. Discover a new you. Or you can find them on Instagram, Beauty by Nouveau You. Want to look great? Want to make money at the same time? Join Yes You Can. We are transforming the lives of millions of people around the world to achieve a better physical and financial health. My number is 813-720-7555. I'm waiting by the phone to talk to you. Yes, you can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me.